Pod 94.5. We're just reminiscing about last year's Hoop Mania.
Oh, last year was so much fun with the letters. Oh, yeah. I still have
them. You have been working on that, right? You do know how to make the letter E now, girls.
You got it right there.
I got threw
out my hip. How do we do this S in script? Anyway, yes, we were just discussing making letters because I am the one who taught the Seagals how to make the letter E, you may recall.
I remember that vividly.
Up until that point, it was considered physically impossible, but now they know.
We do. You taught us. I have photographic evidence.
Most of them you can actually show. Anyway, we have Kat and Courtney. It's the Seagals.
Yeah! Go Seahawks!
Yeah, go Seahawks indeed. It was a great start to the season last year anyway.
Yes, it was. And we're very hopeful for this year.
What about when Holmgren left? Did you have a huge party?
Oh my gosh, it was so moving. It was really a gift to be able to be on the field and be a part of that. It was sad to see him go.
After the football game.
No, it was sad to see him go. Everybody was really pretty quiet, pretty down in all honesty.
Who's stepping in now? Nolan?
No, Jim Mora.
Jim Mora?
Yes.
Okay, what do you know about him?
You know, I only know what I've read on the internet. Courtney, do you have any hot information? Because I can share my little...
You know, I don't have too much information on that. I have been so focused on auditions that are coming up that I can't even think straight.
I know that he's been with us as an assistant coach for a bit, and that I know that he's also been the head coach for other teams. I thought it was the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
I could be wrong, so don't boo me. I'm sorry. I'm trying really hard.
But he's not going in there with cold feet, in other words.
He's not going in there with cold feet is the impression I'm trying to give, and I hear really great things from the inside that people are really hopeful, young blood, new ideas.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Kat and Courtney. We've got Seagals in the house. And, of course, as always, helping us to kick off HoopFest 2009. And welcome back to town.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
To have you here.
Last year,
so much fun with the little girls.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. And we're doing the same thing this year. I don't know if you remember, but we did the quiz online. You go to seagalsnacks.net. Or SpokaneHoopFest.net.
Okay.
And make sure those are .nets. Last year I messed that up. I said .com. It's .net.
.net.
Take the quiz. You have until June 19th, and it's for girls 7 to 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so Courtney is really excited because this is going to be her first year about what we get to give them, what they win.
They get to actually perform with us. They get to work out with us, and they get to learn one of our routines.
Cool.
And from what I hear, they had a blast last year.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
So make sure your neighbors, your little sisters, your cousins, your daughters get on there and get that information in there, because I know if I was 7 to 13 and I got a chance to perform with the Seagals, I would be on that computer so quick. Your head would spin.
Courtney, it's your first year with the Seagals.
It is.
What's that like? Are they breaking you in gently?
Oh, God. Everyone has been so wonderful. Honestly, this has been such a great first year. I can honestly say that everyone on the team is amazing. Our director is amazing. And this has just been such a wonderful year. I was new to the area, and I made great, long-lasting friends. And just a really warm welcome to Washington.
Well, welcome to the team. There you go.
Thank you.
And what else you got cooking for HoopFest this year?
We have all sorts of stuff. You know, the same message that we really want to make sure everybody hears, which is you've got to feed your body.
Yeah.
You have to fuel yourself, especially if you're going out there getting ready. You've got to train. You can't just roll out of bed the day before HoopFest and think that you're going to be ready. This is the biggest event, I think, of all of the basketball events throughout the entire United States. So
it is.
The three man.
One of the largest 3-on-3 ever. And right here in Spokane.
That's so amazing.
And I just think it's really important for everybody to know that they have to have a good breakfast that day.
All right.
Make sure that you get some food in your body. Three servings of dairy every single day. But for breakfast, if you don't have time to sit down and actually eat a meal, grab a yogurt bar. Grab some yogurt and some fruit. You know, grab a piece of toast with some peanut butter slapped on it. That'll get you through until you get to refuel for lunch.
And then get that workout done, too. Oh,
absolutely.
Don't forget about that.
I'm wearing my sweats today. I thought we'd go do a little workout through the next commercial
break. Let's do some squats.
Let's do it. All right,
That's right.
It's HoopFest 2009. Pick up registration forms now at area Yolks Fresh Market and Brucci's locations, or register online at SpokaneHoopFest.net. Deadline for guaranteed entry is May 4th.
Hey, we're here with Seagals. We're still talking Washington State Dairy Farmers of Washington with Rock 94.5, getting ready for Hoop Fest. Last year, we kind of challenged the Seagals to a Rock 94.5 team 3-on-3. but you wouldn't take us up on that. How about this year?
It's because we couldn't lift our poor, sore little legs after dancing all day.
We were going to kick our ass, and we were going to like it. That's what it was.
We'll take you down, downtown, baby. That's right. Okay, Courtney, you take that one. I don't know how to do that.
I'll just stay on the sideline and cheer.
That'll work. We come in every day and cheer for my show because sometimes we could really use it.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so we worked on the letter E last year. This year I thought we'd try a little script or maybe some calligraphy.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Not sure how you guys do those.
The calligraphy. Well, I think it's going to take some creative arm movement
here.
There's
pictures on the website from last year where they made cheese and dairy, C and D.
Yes, we
did. The letters you did.
We should try to do like an S for Oh, I know what we should do. This will be easy.
Okay, here we go.
An H for Hoop Fest.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Here we go.
Okay,
standing facing each other now, arms straight out. There you go. One arm up in the air. You got it. Can you make a nine?
A nine.
I'm thinking about the nine now.
Okay, wait. Okay.
This is going to take some acrobatics here, I'm afraid. We should probably have medics standing by. Can we pull out the nets?
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Wait.
There. Yeah, up around. Up around.
Okay, we got it. Ready? All right. They're making the nine for Hoop Fest 09 now. And Hoop Fest is officially underway.
All right. Hoop Fest.
Hoop Fest 09. See the shots online at rock945.com. We'll get them up on the Jeff Scott's Jock page tonight and onto the website for you in the morning. So
can't wait to see them.
Awesome.
And welcome back to town. Can't
Thank
wait to
you.
See you down there.
Oh, we're going to have so
Good
much
chat.
Fun.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Gonna
cool
be
shirts this year, by the way. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
We're Seagals.
Yeah, got our glitter pin going on.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right on. And good luck to the team this year as well.
Thank you very much.
Our new coach and all that.
We're really excited.
All right. Seagals in the house with Spokane's Best Rock. See you at Hoop Fest. Oh, give me those websites again real quick.
Oh,
you want to go to www.seagalsnacks.net or
www.spokanehoopfest.net.
And now, gals, I'll teach you how to make a G in cursive. You ready?
Watch this.
I'm a pretzel.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kat.
And I'm Courtney.
And we are the Seattle Seagals. And you're listening to Jeff Scott
on Rock 94.5,
Spokane's Best Rock.